Welcome to a brand new episode of The Upside. It is episode 86.
Welcome to your Tuesday, a very special day in Callie and Jeff land because it's the day our newsletter comes out.
It is. It's always a good day when that comes out. It's called The Weekly Pick-Me-Up, and Katie Burke writes it. She is hilarious and so awesome. We love having her as part of the team. She sends it out every Tuesday around 2. So if you haven't signed up for the Weekly Pick-Me-Up, go ahead and do that. It is callieandjeff.com, and then hit the newsletter button.
And just like we do sometimes on the podcast, there are occasionally contests and chances to win in the newsletter. So be on a lookout for those. With that being said, we have to congratulate the other two people who won Amazon gift cards just for listening to the podcast, Valerie Coffey and Kiana Culbreth.
Awesome. Congratulations. And also in the pick me up, we, in addition to maybe giving them some things away, we also do exclusive discounts with really awesome retailers that I love. And, you know, the pick me up, we know you get a lot of emails. The point of the pick me up is to pick you up when your week starts to go south or when you're kind of bored or you just want to see something good. So save that email, sign up, save the email. And then when your week maybe takes a turn for the not so awesome, it'll pick you up.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for my hometown of Syracuse. I'll explain why in a second.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for my dog.
I want
my dog's.
Oh.
There was only one in eyesight.
Which one did you leave out?
Well, I left out Sadie because she's not here. I was looking around the room for things I'm grateful for, and Lily was sitting right here.
The reason I'm grateful for my hometown of Syracuse, and if you have any upstate New York roots, you'll appreciate this, but Syracuse is the birthplace of the greatest grocery store on the planet, Wegmans. Callie, you've been there.
It's awesome. Someone asked me today, how I would describe it. And I was like, okay, the best way I can describe it, it's if like Santa had a grocery store, it would be Wegmans.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they literally have everything.
Yes.
There's mass amounts of stuff. It kind of feels like a Cracker Barrel, how like there's no empty space. It's just like crammed full of stuff.
But not in a crowded, cluttery way, in a beautiful, perfect,
in a Santa way.
Everything you would need is under the roof of Wegmans.
And yes.
And their prepared food selections are ridiculous. Well, anyways, the reason that Wegmans is coming up is because there is a very strong rumor that Wegmans is coming to Atlanta.
Now, it's not on the Wegmans website, so I'm a little hair skeptical.
Because it's just a rumor now. They're signing leases.
They applied for a license for something here, which would be amazing.
And the reason that I'm so excited about this is because the place that they are supposedly going to move into is 1 mile.
From our house.
From where we live. It was like we were meant to be here for so many reasons, and Wegmans is the latest of those.
So that was the first news that we're excited about today. The second news that we're, and I say excited as in like I'm shook news, is I was today years old when I learned that cashews are not nuts.
I was blown away by that as well. The whole reason this came up is because in an effort to make nice with the chipmunk family that our dog Lily killed one of, I put some cashews outside and they have no interest in eating them. And I'm like, what critter, what woodland critter does not like a delicious nut?
I just can't even get past this. Someone said that to me today, one of my Instagram friends, at nicho.balisma. That's a very fancy Instagram name. But she was like, hey, FYI, the reason that they're not eating it is because it's not a nut. And then on UC Davis, which is like, you know, big time smart people.
Oh, the University of California at Davis.
Yes. Says, Oh, and by the way, National Cashew Day falls on November 23rd. Okay. It says it's not a nut. It's the nut that's not a nut. It's a seed from the cashew apple.
And here's why it's so...
I just cannot believe that I did not know this.
It aren't cashews. If you bought a can of Planters mixed nuts, cashews are in there, right?
Right. I feel very deceived and lied to. Oh my God. Someone could probably like sue Planters.
I'm questioning my whole childhood. Here's what was so weird about it is I put some of the cashews out on the porch and they sat there for 2 days. Nobody messed with them. Nobody bothered to eat one of them. And I was like, well, you know what? Callie had the thought. She's like, well, you know what? They just might be scared to come up on the porch considering one of them was just murdered by our dog.
Yeah.
So she moved them down to where we know the chipmunks live. And then I moved the security camera down there so we could watch. And not 5 minutes after she put them there, the camera buzzed. And we watched a chipmunk walk up to the little pile of cashews, sniff them. I think he or she moved them. And then walked.
What is this? This is not a nut. This is a seed, you morons.
And then walked away. And we're like, what's wrong with our nuts?
I cannot believe that I went 33 years of my life having zero clue that a cashew is not a nut. Also, isn't cashew considered a nut milk, like cashew milk?
And I have another question.
I feel very deceived.
Isn't every nut a seed?
Oh,
like isn't
no.
What do peanuts grow on?
Let me put a Google on it. Well, peanuts aren't nuts either.
What are peanuts?
That's what I learned here. A seed.
What are walnuts?
Hold on. What?
What's the only nut? What's an almond? An almond grows in
all nuts seeds. Let's see. Technically, most nuts are seeds, but not all seeds are nuts.
Wait, what? Oh, my brain's not ready to handle this, right? Okay. Say again.
Most nuts are seeds.
Most nuts are seeds. So if you plant almonds, you'll grow almond trees, right? Because almonds are nuts, but okay. They're also the seeds, right? Is that, so I'm saying that right. Okay.
Okay. And then... But not all seeds are nuts.
Not all seeds are nuts, right. Because like a watermelon seed is not a nut. That's not a watermelon nut.
So here are what are nuts. This is in Business Insider. Peanuts, pistachios, and other nuts that aren't that aren't really nuts.
Pistachios don't count for anything anyways. They're, to me, the same as raisins.
Pistachios are so gross.
I don't get pistachios.
Okay, so peanuts are not nuts. Cashews are not nuts. What?
Peanuts aren't nuts.
Walnuts are not nuts.
If I was old enough.
Pistachios are not nuts. Almonds are not nuts.
Almonds aren't nuts?
No. Here's this. Peanuts are a legume.
Okay, I don't almonds care. All that. Just tell me what's a nut.
Hazelnuts and pecans.
That's it?
Apparently. I really am very upset about this.
I feel deceived by President Jimmy Carter. I feel like he won the presidency on a lie that he was a peanut farmer. How can a peanut not be a nut? It's in the name. Peanut. Peanut.
But anyways, I feel like you're very upset about this. We should probably move on.
This is the captivating content that you came to the upside with Callie and Jeff.
But you're welcome, because that's going to make a great dinner table conversation this weekend.
What if everybody listening is like, who didn't know that?
Then we'll be really embarrassed.
Okay, so there's that. I was a today years old thing, but this one's actually good and useful. Okay.
Okay.
Did you know? I'm going to say this hoping that of the people who listen to this episode of the show, one other person will find this useful. This is only for one other person. So if it's not you, Callie, I don't care. I'm still going to give the secret away. Have you ever written something in your notepad on your phone, mm-hmm. right? On your iPhone, in your notes section, mm-hmm. and you write something and then like maybe you delete it or edit it or something like that. And you're like, crap. I wish I didn't delete that. Like you want, almost want like an undo button.
Okay.
In your notes, there is one. And you know how you get to it? You shake your phone.
Oh, no, so, I didn't know that.
So if you get your phone, do it. Type something in your phone.
Do I have to save the note?
No, just to open up your notepad and type something in your phone.
Okay.
And then like delete the last word of whatever you typed. Like write, you know, peanuts are a crime.
And then shake it.
And then it says, do you want it to come back?
Undo.
Yeah. And hit undo. And oh, it's back. It didn't.
Hi, I'm Cal. It didn't work the first time.
You type something, then delete it.
Then delete it.
Yep.
Now shake it.
Now shake your phone. Do you want to undo what you
did? It's doing it, but it's misspelling everything that I wrote. But it's a good, it's interesting. Yeah, no, I didn't
know
that.
It shouldn't be misspelling anything. It should just undo your thing.
I don't know. I'm like violently shaking my phone.
Well, just trust me. If you ever accidentally delete something, because I've done that before, I'll put like the grocery list in my notepad and then I'll go to the store and will
accidentally delete two instead of one or something.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, now I got to try to remember what was on there and I never can. So I just shake it. Or now I just know that you just shake it and it reappears. So there's my useful thing. You're welcome.
Jeff, here's another. I feel like we're just putting all sorts of useful out into the world because we are going to, this should be like a Cali approved or Cali not approved segment. Jeff finally got his hands on the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I had to go to because here's the thing. I left the house this morning and went by the Popeyes that's near us.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10:20, there was already a line around the building and there were people waiting outside the door. I don't think Popeyes does breakfast. So I'm assuming those people were lined up
for
the chicken sandwich for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just waiting for the doors to open to get them. So I was like, that's crazy. Well, I had to go run an errand in a different part of town and there was a Popeyes right around the corner. And I'm like, I'm going to go to this one and see if it's less busy. And it was a little bit, I committed. So I got out of my car, went in, stood in line. I will tell you this, there's a camaraderie. There's a brotherhood and a sisterhood. There's a family feeling when you're in the Popeyes waiting for that sandwich.
Oh, of course there is. I am not surprised by that at all. And I kind of love stuff like that. And so do you.
And so like we're all in there waiting on our sandwiches. The guy who was working the counter, it was Claremont Road is the one I was at. He was in great spirits. He was keeping everybody laughing. He was joking with the people working in the kitchen. He was feeling good about it. It took me about 30 minutes, but I got one spicy and I got one regular Popeyes chicken sandwich. And let me tell you, I was ready to be disappointed. Not only did the sandwich meet the hype, it exceeded the hype. It was that good.
And he brought me one home. So I had mine like 2 hours after Jeff got it. So I'm probably going to be like super sick tomorrow.
You're fine. From
eating like an old fast food sandwich. Here's the thing. I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I don't understand what the comparison is to Chick-fil-A because the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is like so unique tasting and the Popeyes one is fried chicken. I mean, it's
the Popeyes sandwich.
It's fried chicken.
Is a Southern. Well, yes. Popeyes is Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
So it's Southern. But it's a Southern fried chicken breast with so much crispy crunchy on the outside of it. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Big, thick pickles. And then they put like a mayo on it for the regular one. So if you're not...
It's either mayo or a lot of butter, but it's something.
There's something on there. And then, but the spicy one has like a mayo spicy sauce on it. It wasn't too spicy. It was really, really good. And I will say this. It's not worth the hype, or it's not worth the time to stand in line for every like an time.
Hour. Yeah.
But if the hype went away and it just became something you could go in and order and receive and leave within 5 minutes, then it would be my go-to chicken sandwich. And I'm sorry. I know that means I'm going to HB Double Hockey Sticks. But I have to, you know, keep it real. And that was a good sandwich. And something, here's a hack for it, by the way. Something that I learned while I was in line, download the mobile app. Popeyes allows mobile ordering. Mm-hmm. So there were people who would just come in, stand off to the side, and then all of a sudden the manager dude who was working would be like, Jeremy. He's like, here. And just get a sandwich and leave.
They do mobile order?
Yes. No waiting in line or whatever. So that could be the secret to getting your sandwich faster is use the app. But yes, worth the hype. And I forget how good Popeye's French fries are.
I've never had Popeye's before the sandwich today.
Really?
Yeah.
I
don't eat a ton of fast food though.
To me, Popeye's has always been my go-to fried chicken spot. I've never been a KFC dude. I know people who are super loyal to KFC, who grew up eating dinner every Saturday night out of that red and white bucket.
I feel nauseous even thinking about KFC.
Really? You don't like KFC?
I liked it when I was a kid, and I don't know if it's changed because it's so mass produced or if we're just more like socially aware of companies now. But I accidentally saw a video and I can't unsee it. I've never eaten there again.
Don't watch food videos.
Nope.
It'll ruin something for you. So anyways, Callie, I believe, gives it the endorsement. Yes?
Callie approved
and Jeff approved. Get your hands on that Popeye's chicken sandwich. You're good.
I knew as soon as I hit send on this Instagram post that you were going to want to talk about it on the show.
Well, I assume you're going to want to talk about it too, because it's a great lesson. It's a great teaching moment.
I don't think I can get through without crying though.
That's fine.
I'm feeling very emotional this week for whatever reason. Like I don't know. Maybe it's coming. It's like three in. I think it's maybe because, I don't know, last year we found out we were pregnant.
Did we? I thought it was December.
No, it was the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So it was like the 29th, November 29th or something like that. And I just, basically what I posted is that I was sitting at dinner last night. I'm not pregnant, first of all. And I was sitting, we've been trying for, I don't know, how many months now?
Well,
we tried for 4 months. We got pregnant. We had a miscarriage. And then my miscarriage lasted like 7 weeks, I think. So we've been trying since March. And I'm not pregnant again. And I was sitting.
I think that statement, I think, requires a little bit of explanation. Because as somebody who has never dealt with it, or maybe as a guy, when you say a miscarriage lasts 7 weeks, like that, I don't like that sentence. We went in what was it, January, and found out like somewhere around the 8 week mark.
8 to 10 weeks. We don't really know because we don't know when we lost it.
Somewhere the baby decided to check out. And that was the end of the pregnancy. But there's a biological process to restore a woman's body back to a state of not having a baby, right? Trying to be as...
You have to like un-get pregnant almost. Like it's yes. Like you have to, like your body miscarries.
I get it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So that period of time is what takes 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, depending on the way that you choose to do that. Mm-hmm. So, Callie, you chose to do it with the help of some drugs, but it takes a couple of weeks, and then it wasn't completely done. So they did the drugs again, and then it took a few more weeks. So, if somebody said that sentence to me 2 years ago, that they went through a 7 week miscarriage, I would have been very confused by it. So I just wanted to clarify that for anyone who didn't get that. And I might have just made a fool of myself, because maybe every woman knows what that means, but there might be a couple guys listening who are like, wait, what? So that's what that means.
Yeah. So basically, I posted that I'm not pregnant, and I wanted to post it because I feel like I see a lot of pregnancy announcements. And here's the thing, when you're trying to get pregnant, it's almost like you feel, even if it's no more than normal, that like every time you turn around, someone's announcing they're pregnant or showing off pictures of their kids or whatever. And, I wanted to post something on my Instagram account that said, hey, for anybody, cause what you don't see is, hey, I'm not pregnant. You don't see people taking pregnancy tests and being sad when they're negative. You don't see people, you know, counting days and using apps and tracking stuff. Like, you don't see the hard stuff. You only see the good stuff. So that's why I put that on there. Like, hey, just let you know if there's anybody else there that is feeling sad that they're not pregnant right now. Like, I'm having that kind of day. And we were on a date night recently, and I was looking at you just thinking, oh, it's actually kind of nice. Like, we have at least another month to eat sushi and drink together and do all of these, you know, do things that, like, you know, it's less responsibility. And I was like, I'm so grateful.
I don't know if you don't know this or not, but I can eat sushi all through your pregnancy. I can drink all through your pregnancy.
We just won't be doing that together.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
for me.
So we were on, and I was just looking at you thinking, wow, it's kind of nice that we have like at least another month of, like, you know, just not having anything to worry about. And then I woke up the next day and I checked my Instagram, and I was just looking through pictures of people's Halloween costumes and with their babies and their families and all this stuff. And I just wanted to cry. Like, I really wanted to like throw my phone out the window. So my post said, you can feel happy for your friends, but also sadness for yourself. You can feel joy for other people and also feel, you know, feel sadness. You can feel grateful for where you are and still want more in your life. And I think for whatever reason, we're kind of like, we have to pick how we feel. Like, you know, in every, when you grow up, it's like, how do you feel? You feel happy. You like, you always have to pick one.
But I can, you remember
crock
those things that you just said? I think you should say them again slower. Like, you breezed right over them. And I think that's so poignant. Like, you can feel grateful in your life, but still crave or want more. Like, you can, that's the whole point of gratitude. Is if you appreciate what you have, you will draw more into your life because you're focused on the abundance.
Yes.
So you are allowed to have those seemingly conflicting, you know, messages in your head. Like, on the most superficial level, you can appreciate the reliable Kia Sorento car that's in your driveway that you've had for 10 years that hasn't let you down, but you can still crave a convertible Mercedes, mm-hmm. whatever top of the line convertible Mercedes there is. Like, you can, those aren't mutual. Like, you,
they're not mutually exclusive. Yeah. And it is funny, cause I do feel like we start that. I wish there was some way to teach kids, like, hey, what do you feel? And you can pick more than one emotion. You know what I mean? Do you feel happy, but also tired? Do you feel like you can feel two things? Like, I think, yeah, we're just asked to pick one emotion as a kid. Like, that, what do you feel? Yeah. I feel sad today. Like, but you don't have to be sad for the whole day. You can be sad about one thing and happy. Like, we're just not taught that. So it's like confusing when you feel multiple things. You're like, oh, I feel happy for my friends, so I just have to be happy for my friends having babies. Like, but you can also feel sad for yourself at the same time. It doesn't take away from being happy for my friends that I feel sad.
You know who
I feel less happy for them because I'm sad.
You know who's really nailed the emotions game better than any therapist or any teacher or any parent? Whoever invented emojis. Like, once you get past the first screen and there's some of those bizarre faces, you're like, oh, that's exactly how I feel
right now.
I'm happy, but I'm mad.
I'll totally nailed it. Okay, here's what I said in the post. You can be happy for the people you love and still feel sad. You can feel grateful for where you are and also wish for more. You can feel joy for others and still feel jealous. You can feel excited about your sushi date night out and also check Instagram and want to throw your phone out the effing window. You are allowed to feel it all. I feel it too.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
And is for everybody who is wondering, because I don't think people really ask, because it's a weird thing to ask, but yes, Callie and I are still trying. And I think if I understood what you said last night correctly, you're going to call your doctor sometime this month just to make sure that you can get an appointment early next year.
Yeah.
So you like, because we said, we'll try. And you know what I pointed out? And here's another thing. You have to, everybody has to acknowledge their circumstances, or like acknowledge the environment that you're in before you come down too hard on yourselves. Like, we could be really, really panicked that we haven't been able to get pregnant again since, let's say, March or April. Would that one of those months would be the first months? We could be freaking out going, oh my gosh, it's only been 8 months. We've been trying and blah, blah, blah. But also in those 8 months, like we've
done a couple things.
We moved, we sold the lake house. I got fired. We
started a business together.
We started doing this podcast thing. It took off. We decided to create an entire business out of it. Like, it's been stressful. I think there might even be a month or two in there where we forgot, or we're too stressed to maximize the window, if you know what I mean.
Right. Like, we're like, oh crap, the window is 2 days. Like, the peak day was 2 days ago. Well, crap. I was so tired at the end of the day. I went to bed at 7. Like, whoops. So yeah, I don't feel like I'm coming down hard on myself, really. Like, I know we're meant to be parents. I just am like, you know, I don't know. But then I look like Janet Jackson's 50 and she just had a kid. So
yeah, but Janet Jackson's got Janet Jackson money. Here's some.
That's true.
We don't got Janet Jackson money. We can't go to, like, you know, Rent an Egg or wherever she went, you know, and did whatever she had to do to, and just write a cash check for it. So unless you want to work on a dance with a chair, Rhythm Nation style.
Oh, so good.
Do something like that.
I love Janet Jackson.
Anyways, I thought that post is really, really poignant. And if you're feeling conflicted, go read it and just remember that lesson. Multiple feelings are allowed.
If you've been listening to the show for a little bit, you know that we have had been approached by a really big Hollywood talent agent that was interested in representing me and Jeff.
Yeah, right when the show launched, this dude reaches out from China.
Jeff thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke. And he reaches out and he goes, hey, I want to talk to you about what we could do with this show. It's really something special, blah, blah, blah. The, you know, like this really, these really kind words. And Callie and I were both like, whoa. And I made her, we've had a few conversations with her. I made Callie do those conversations because that's the world she lives in. Like, she's worked in like artist management, contracts, Hollywood agents. So she had, we've had three conversations with him total. I had one that I bumbled through.
And then we had, no, I haven't ever talked to him on the phone.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we've only spoken to him on the phone once, but you took over texting him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it just dawned on us last week that we hadn't heard from him in forever. So we mentioned that on the show. And the next day, what happened?
He texted us and he's like, hey, you guys, like we needed to chat. You know, it's like, he's like an ex-boyfriend that knows when you're just about to be over him and then he like texts you.
So do you think he listens to the show or someone in his office listened to the show and said, oh, they're talking about him?
I don't know that he has time for that. Like, I'm thinking no. I'm thinking it's just a coincidence because I feel like he would make a joke about it. Like, hey, heard you guys mention me on the show. Let's chat, you know,
right,
or make something funny out of it. But yeah.
So does that mean it was meant to be? Like, the fact that we talked about it and then he reached out, does that mean it was meant to be somehow? Because we haven't. That the message came in almost a week ago, and we haven't responded.
Oh, we haven't? I forgot that we hadn't responded to him. I should probably do that. Yeah, I don't know. My attitude, last time we talked about it, was like, if he wants us, if we're that good, then he will be banging down our door. He will leave China to come knock on our front door.
Well, he's not in China anymore. That was like three months ago.
Anyways, but so I don't know. Sorry. I got to text him back.
Is it bad that we haven't texted him back?
No, he didn't. He said he was going to call us and he didn't.
Two things make this show possible, and it's the advertisers who buy the commercial time on the show, and it's you supporting those advertisers. So to both categories of people, we say thank you very much. Hemp Fusion is one of our partners this week, and they provide high-quality CBD oil delivered right to your house, or you can get it at a retailer near you. Go to hempfusion.com and find out where. But here's what you need to know. Not all CBD is created equal. And I'm sure you have heard something about it. You've heard the hype. You've heard the marketing about CBD. Know that it's not all the same. Hemp Fusion has CBD with other natural ingredients that make it perfect for attacking your stress, for helping you sleep, for giving you energy. Go to hempfusion.com and use the promo code UPSIDE. Get 20% off. Don't take my word for it. Order some. Try it. And I've gotten messages from people who have seen any results in as little as 1 or 2 days. So hempfusion.com, promo code is UPSIDE. You'll get 20% off your first order.
Me and Jeff are doing something really exciting this year for the first time, and that is hosting Thanksgiving. And I'm super excited. But here's the thing about hosting and Thanksgiving and all of that. If you're starting to think about it now, there might be people at your table with dietary restrictions. And I was perusing around on Skillshare today to see like what I need to know before I host Thanksgiving. And they have a class on there for making gluten-free cake. And I thought that was awesome. So when you are making your Thanksgiving preparations, as you're starting to plan your menu, think about Skillshare. They offer classes on almost anything you could ever want to know by certified professionals. And they're giving Upsiders 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes. So go to Skillshare.com/upside and you sign up. They will give you 2 free months right now. That is Skillshare.com/upside.
And if you support any of the advertisers of this show, send us a message on social media. Take a picture of you taking a Skillshare class or of your Hemp Fusion order or whatever. Send us a picture on social media because we would love to repost it and share it so that our advertisers not only see the orders, but see that you are happy with your experience.
And we'd also love to know like how you're using this stuff so we can incorporate you in the advertising and tell other Upsiders like what you have liked about it, because maybe we left something out that you love.
So you can send that message to us on Instagram, or you can email Callie or Jeff at callieandjeff.com.
Hopefully by now everyone has heard the end of the show, which I personally love.
Yeah, we've decided that we will have monthly show closes. This is a suggestion from an Upsider named Amanda. And she said, you know what? Just freshen it up every 30 days. I was like, okay, that's cool. And then she went on to say, you should try to find something that's seasonal, like that is pertaining to what's going on in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's where this month's show close came from. If you haven't heard it and you want to be surprised, hit that fast forward 30 seconds button right now. But if you've already heard it, here it is again. And I know it made a lot of people tear up, and that makes me happy because emotions are good.
So in all that you do, in all of your life, I wish you the strength and the grace to make those choices which will allow you and your neighbor to become the best of whoever you are.
Okay, bye.
That was, of course, Mr. Rogers, and that line comes from the end of his commencement address to Dartmouth, which is, I think, where he graduated from.
Oh, is it? Yeah, he's really smart.
Yeah. So Mr. Rogers is seasonal because this month the movie comes out with Tom Hanks.
I cannot. Did you look up and see the date that it comes out?
From memory, I want to say November 22nd, I think.
It's around Thanksgiving-ish?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. But I am a huge Mr. Rogers fan. I loved the documentary. Did you watch the documentary?
I have not seen the documentary.
It's really good. It's really... what I like about him so much that I didn't realize until I watched that documentary is that his kindness and what he did was radical. And I feel like people are coming around to kindness and basic human decency becoming cool again. But, you know, it's weird that we live in a world that kindness is almost pushing boundaries.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like openly talking about humanity and being a human and everything that comes along with it, the good, the bad, and then treating each other like humans. Like it, I relate to that because I feel like in some respects, what we're doing is radical. Like we're doing things that haven't been done before. Really? I mean, just with the, anyway, so I just love him. He's like my goal.
So
in life.
Do you think, I mean, if it is November 22nd, could we coordinate a whole bunch of, like, pick a movie theater and have a whole bunch of upsiders buy tickets to the same theater and we all go see the movie at the same time?
Well, I was wondering, I wonder if, like, T-Bird can coordinate this for even cities that we're not in, to where everyone picks a night and goes. It's November 22nd, you were right. If you don't know what we're talking about, Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers in the Mr. Rogers movie. And, I wonder if anyone that we know or someone knows someone that owns a theater or something, like, if we could reserve a theater or have, like, an upside showing or something.
Well, that's what I mean. We just could all just pick the date
And just say, oh, we're all going, like, let's all buy tickets to this theater.
Yeah. And just pick the date and the time.
Yeah.
Is that a regular Friday night? Or is that like Thanksgiving Day or anything?
No, Thanksgiving is the following week. It is.
Okay, so it's the weekend before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's the Friday before Thanksgiving.
So would it be too much to do it like the Saturday after Thanksgiving? No, because a lot of theaters are at malls and malls are crazy on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because Black Friday and stuff. I think we would have to do it like the weekend it comes out. Mm.
We will discuss further and get back to you.
And if you have connections you would like to extend to us so we could like organize this with a theater, we will accept your connections and use them.
and exploit them.
And we will exploit them for good.
Fall is Callie's favorite time of year, not just because of the changing leaves make everything so pretty or the fact that everybody's got a fire in their fireplace and that's truly her favorite smell.
Literal best smell ever.
But it's because she gets to put the gratitude journals for the next year on sale.
I look forward to this all year and we kind of do a pop-up style because I think there's something so special about it and I don't know. I just love it. It gives me time to like redesign it, put a little new stamp on it for the upcoming year. And it's something that you can kind of collect year after year. Every year we pick a charity to donate a portion of the proceeds to. And this year we picked a really cool charity that actually Upsiders introduced me to in the Facebook group. And they didn't even introduce me to it. They were helping someone else by recommending this organization. And I saw it, clicked on it, and my mind is blown.
All right. What's the charity? What's the name of the charity, first of all?
It's called Ahimsa.
Okay.
And their website is ahimsahouse.org. A-H-I-M-S-A-H. Yeah. Nope. I got that wrong. It's ahimsahouse.org.
All right.
And pretty much what they do is they give pets shelter. Like they take care of pets while people are getting themselves out of domestic violence situations safely.
Oh.
So it's any pet, like up to horses. I mean, literally any pet. And they will take the animal in. They'll help people if they need to get somewhere safely. They'll connect them with people that can help them do that. And they will take care of the animal to make sure the animal is safe while the human gets out of that kind of a situation.
I know this for as a fact for something that I worked on with one of the radio stations I worked at. But one of the biggest reasons that people don't leave dangerous mm-hmm. home situations is because they don't want to leave a pet behind. So,
and it's true. Like it's a really sad, it's a hard thing to walk out of those situations. It's a scary thing. And when you're thinking about the safety of your kids or your pets, I think pets probably get overlooked a little bit in terms of like needs. Like I just thought this organization was absolutely incredible. And I'm so proud that we are going to be able to support them this year. To date, and this was just when I pulled the data off the website, they've had a record year this year. They have provided over 97,023 nights of safe, confidential shelter for pets in need.
Oh, and you can support them. Check out their website. We'll link up to it. But you can also support them by buying a gratitude journal for yourself or as gifts for all of your friends at CallieandJeff.com. And a few bucks of each journal goes to support that great organization.
I'm really excited.
All right, I have a beautiful human alert to wrap up today's episode. And the beautiful human is actually a famous person who was traveling and found something that was very important and wanted to return it home. And it's one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
Okay.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kevin Hart, because we've been talking about him so
much. No. Kristen Bell was traveling and went into the restroom, and there was a teddy bear in the women's restroom that she was using that somebody left. So she's got like a gazillion and 50 followers on Instagram. So she posted a video trying to reconnect this bear with its owner.
Traveling in the Atlanta airport today, and you... our little buddy who lost their very special and important bear in the ladies' room. Please know that I will be bringing your little buddy to the lost and found, and more specifically to gate B13. So if you need this very special and important bear who has some words on his butt, please know that you can check the Atlanta airport in Concourse B, and he will be there. Come get your bear if you need it.
Then she went back to the bathroom where she found it. She wrote put a handwritten note up and said, if the bear got lost in this bathroom, it's at the gate that it's at.
How can you not love her?
Oh my gosh, she's awesome.
She might be one of the most lovable celebrities.
I fell in love with her with the sloth video.
Amazing.
If you haven't seen this yet, we'll put a link up to it. But her husband surprised her with an in-home sloth visit because she's a huge...
She loves sloths.
And the video is of her in her bed. He said he saw somebody pull in the driveway. She's married to Dax Shepard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he saw the sloth people pull in the driveway. And so he said to her, oh, your birthday present's here, but please go in the bedroom. I don't want you to see it be brought into the house. And then he walked into the bedroom a few minutes later and she was just lying on the bed crying. And he's like, why are you crying? And she goes, I can sense that there's a sloth here. It's a sloth. It's so cute. So she delivers the bear to customer service, to one of the Delta counters. She puts the note up in the bathroom and she knows that she was a beautiful human that day. So she rewards herself.
I was so happy with my work as a human being today. I bought myself a Toblerone.
Like, who even needs those?
I thought they only existed in gift baskets. What is
a Toblerone is like that long.
Here's the triangle shaped one, right? In the yellow triangle.
Yes. And I remember
God, I want to give out Toblerone for Halloween.
They're
one
not
year.
That good, I don't think.
Well, it's good.
It's legendary, but
it's good enough for Kristen Bell. It's good enough for me.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
What are we now, 5 sleeps away?
Oh my gosh. We're really doing something every day for your birthday?
We're not doing something. I'm just making sure that you're on your game. Five sleeps to go, right?
Can I tell you... I don't know, but it's on Sunday. But can I please tell you something that is going to make you really happy?
Sure.
I had an upsider message me today and say, what is a good mailing address for Jeff? I would like to send a gift.
Oh, perfect.
I was like, oh, I'll love that.
Is it a sloth?
Well, I'm guessing I would hope that no one would mail us a living thing.
Well, you can mail a sloth. They just go up into trees for days.
No.
Just kidding. I'm not really that. I mean, it wasn't with the Kristen Bell video. It wasn't the it wasn't the sloth that was the compelling part. It was her reaction. Genuine joy at being able to interact with this animal that she loved and how much her husband loved her to do it for her.
Maybe someone's surprising you with Kristen Bell.
Oh, hi, Kristen.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. This is Debbie from Jasper, Georgia. And I was calling to thank you guys so much for the interview with Andy Grammer. I have loved your podcast, but I have really just dove into his podcast and I'm listening to his music. And it really just puts a smile on my face when I get to listen to Andy Grammer. What a great guy. And I just appreciate you guys sharing such good vibes with all of our community and the Upsiders. Thanks. Bye.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Stacey. I just love the new ending. I think it was a great choice. And I love the concept of doing a different one, changing it out every month. I hope you guys are having a great day. Love the podcast and can't wait to see the next one. Thanks.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Sarah. I was calling in about the falling back time change. I've never really not liked it in the past, but this year it has completely sucked. We have a 2-year-old daughter, and she is not adjusting well. She's waking up at 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning, so she typically wakes up between, like, 5:30 and 6:15 in the normal time. So it's good for people when they don't have kids, I guess, but which was us for quite a while until 2 years ago. But it sucks, man. We are struggling. If anybody has any advice, that'd be great. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jeff and Callie, this is Tracy from Athens. I just wanted to say I think it's awesome that Jeff cried at Elton John. My son and I actually went to the Friday performance, and it was phenomenal. On the way there, though, we were listening to Elton John back-to-back, and somehow he had gotten a hold of the set list. And I was asking him, I said, well, what's he going to play as his last song? Is he going to play Yellow Brick Road? And Josh was like, yeah, and I immediately started crying driving down 85 to the stadium because I knew what he was going to play on his last song. So, of course, when he played it, I was boohooing like a baby. I cry at everything. So, Callie, I'm with you on commercials and everything. But anyway, y'all are doing a great job. Keep it up. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. I just wanted to call because you were talking about Fabletics, Callie, and for us Gen Xers, I have to say that Fabletics is like Columbia House. Worst ever. So definitely, I don't approve of it, and I don't think you would either. Anyway, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. Forgive my weird voice. I've been sick. So I'm listening to Friday's podcast and just had to say, age 45 was when I had to get progressive too, and it hit me very hard. I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to commiserate and let you know that it will be okay. Now they make super cute glasses without lines, and apparently there's progressive contacts. I haven't tried them. I don't know that I'm willing to go that route because it seems weird and voodoo-ish to me, but apparently it's a thing. So you're not alone. Just want to let you know. Bye.
So in all that you do, in all of your life, I wish you the strength and the grace to make those choices which will allow you and your neighbor to become the best of whoever you are.
Okay, bye.